When you drive into White Cloud, Kansas, along the banks of the Missouri River, some people will see a ghost town. Others will see a town that is springing back to life. Perhaps both are true at the same time. And if you ask Deb Bryan about what's taking place here, she'll tell you her personal story of helping restore a place to vibrancy. It's today's edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Deb Bryan has a tie to her community that runs deep.
I graduated from Hiawatha High School, so did my husband. I went to medical school in Omaha. After I completed medical school, I came back home to practice. I did Indian Health Service payback. So I'm a member of the Iowa tribe, and White Cloud's named after my grandfather, Chief Francis White Cloud.
She is speaking of the community of White Cloud, Kansas. But as the years passed, she saw changes that moved her to action.
I was driving through White Cloud on my way to work, and I'd always come here as a kid, and I loved this building, the general store, and I saw it deteriorating.
She was able to purchase the large corner building on White Cloud's main street. She's already done much to the large lower level of the store. It's really something to see. And she's working on the upper level, the old opera house, as it was known, that hosted so many community events. Deb's purchase was a catalyst.
I sought this one. And most everyone else came to me and asked me if they'd buy their buildings after that. I couldn't turn them down because they wanted them saved. I think they think that I can save them, and I've been trying to save everyone.
White Cloud is a small town, but Deb says there's a community here that is rich in history and has much to offer yet for the future. Her goal, and that of others in the area, is to continue the work of making this a place to visit or even call home.
I think that this small town could be so beautiful, and they have actually buildings to save. I want to make it like a destination place to go and spend the day.
In the center of town, there's a monument to an event that took place here that impacted your life. For there's a good chance that you have or once had an item that was inspired by a boy who lived here. That story next time as we travel the countryside. In White Cloud, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.